Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, it is Friday the 24th of October, another beautiful day. It looks like we might be facing an ugly weekend, so get your activities in today. Free-for-all Friday today, and no filter Friday. Scoot has free-for-all Friday, excuse me. And so we're looking to an exciting Friday. We've got a great show. We're going to visit with Mike Haas at 12:30, voice of the New Orleans Saints. The Buccaneers come into the Caesar Superdome. 3:05 start, and we'll talk about that game. Chris Blair, 12 o'clock, the number 3 Texas A&M. Undefeated Texas A&M come in to battle the number 20 LSU Fighting Tigers in Death Valley. 6:30 start for that game. Kim Schaefer, CEO of the Museum of Illusions, will be with us at 11:30. It's the opening of the Museum of Illusions right here in New Orleans. It's the brand's newest location and first in Louisiana, and it opened its doors the other day, and we'll talk about that. It's located down in the French Quarter at 600 Decatur. At 11 o'clock, David Ridenhour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Louisiana and Mississippi rank last in serving Medicare recipients. This is not Medicaid. This is Medicare, those that are 65 and older that choose to go on Medicare as their primary coverage, which is a federal health insurance program. We'll talk about why that is. Becky Mowbray joins us she is the president and CEO of the Bureau of Governmental Research. Two reports that hit the streets this morning that are both on the ballot. Yes, that's correct. One about the New Orleans City Attorney Charter Amendment that you'll be voting on November 15th. And the other is on the ballot, a $510 million New Orleans capital bonds that would be used for a number of different infrastructure projects. We'll find out where BGR stands on these projects, whether they're for or against, and why. There's so much news going on. I just wanted to kind of bring you up in this first half hour. And if you have a question or you want to talk about anything, you can give us a call at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. First, good news. Social Security announced the 2026 COLA, the cost of living adjustment, to be 2.8%. They just were able to get the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers. They've been waiting on that. They got them. And they announced this morning it will be a 2.8% increase in your benefit for Social Security. Yesterday, the City Council approves an execution of revenue anticipation bonds that will be collateralized by $125 million of property tax collections that will start to take place in January of 2026, because New Orleans is 1 month later than every other parish in the state of Louisiana. That goes back historically to the days of Huey Long. And so the first $125 million is going to go to the bondholders to pay off those bonds. Yet they have a year to do that. So maybe not the first $125 million. Maybe they'll try and spread it out. I don't know what the payment schedule is going to be, but they've got a year to do it. And they may not have to draw down on all of that. They've asked for a sum of money that seems to be just a little higher than what they've been able to determine. And I guess they want to have a little breathing room because they haven't been able to do a good job of determining what the number actually is. So that's probably a smart play on their part to give them a little breathing room. So Tulane University receives an application from Turning Point USA. They used to have a chapter there at Tulane, and it went away. And so they filed a new application with the recognized student organizations, RSO. And the response the day after they filed was that Tulane says, as of fall of 2025, Tulane University is temporarily pausing new applications for recognized student organizations while we conduct a comprehensive review of all currently active organizations, including those affiliated with national or international partners. And they announced that on their website. The review ensures that all of these recognized student organizations remain aligned with Tulane's non-discrimination policy, Title VI, Title IX protections, and our shared commitment to equitable student participation. The policy change was actually announced the day after the application was submitted, leading chapter president Noam Gracia to decry that the decision feels like they're just trying to stall us. Nathan Jones, president of the school's College Democrats chapter, they are a recognized student organization, denied allegations of partisanship. Despite only 10% of the student body being registered Republicans, according to a pre-election poll conducted by the school's newspaper. They all believe that the Tulane student body is more liberal than conservative, and they all believe that it would be good to have more ideological diversity. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Now, some of the recognized school organizations now are the College Democrats, Feminism Redefined, Planned Parenthood, Generation Action, and others that you can see on the school website. I don't know about you, but I never really believed that a lot of these things, you know, in coincidences, that the day after the application is filed, all of a sudden they come out with this policy. And obviously there's been a lot of hoopla about all of the universities across the country that are embracing Turning Point USA, creating new chapters. A lot of folks on the left are irritated, aggravated, and actually trying to make issues on school campuses across the country to stand in the way of the creation of Turning Point USA chapters on their respective campuses. You think there's a connection? Just maybe. I do. And we'll see, you know, how long this review will take and whether or not Turning Point USA is going to meet the construct of the policy that's put in place by Tulane University. One of the big news items is that SNAP benefits are ending in a number of states across the country as a result of the government shutdown. Republicans are increasingly talking about this issue and the shortfall, and obviously they're blaming the Democrats for not approving the clean CR, continuing resolution. There's no little hidden nuggets in it. Perfectly clean. Let's continue to fund the government like we've been funding it before. No added anything. Nothing for the Democrats, nothing for the Republicans. And let's sit down and negotiate these items that we need to negotiate with certain deadlines that we have to face relative to not SNAP benefits, but relative to the subsidies in Obamacare, or what is now known as the Affordable Care Act. The Democrats have voted that down multiple times now. They don't want to do that. They've just basically have come out and said, we feel like we have the leverage. We feel like we're going to be able to turn U.S. population against Republicans for asking for a clean CR, which is the same thing that the Democrats did last year under the Biden administration. They did it at least 10, if not 13 times. They were the ones that said you would never politicize the shutdown of government. The way to go is to have this clean CR and have everybody vote on it and just buy us some breathing room so that we can sit down at the table and negotiate the things that we need to negotiate that are out there that need to be handled because they are deadlines. All of a sudden, Trump gets elected. This strategy has now changed. And their whole mantra has now changed. And the only thing that's changed is who's in the White House. This is something that has been going back decades as to how they resolve these issues. And they always resolve them typically on the eve or a couple of days in advance of whatever the deadline would be for whatever program. I mean, this is like watching a soap opera. You can step away from it for 4 or 5 days and you can come back and you're going to be right back in the same place that you were right up until the bitter end, and then things starts to happen. They're talking about hypocrisy because the Republicans are trying to modify these programs over the years. They're trying to make work requirements for these programs, and they're trying to reduce fraud and abuse in these programs. We have reported on the fraud and abuse multiple times. So it's just kind of interesting that they're going to wait to see what the pain threshold is of citizens, before we're going to end up doing something. And why you would do this contrary to the way that you did it before is beyond me. They asked Republicans to vote for them. They always got enough Republicans to stand up and vote for it to make sure that that continuing resolution was put in place and government could remain open. So the exercise that government is going through right now, the angst and anxiety that citizens are feeling, not knowing whether or not as a recipient of certain programs that they are going to continue to be the recipient or not in the short term, the midterm, and even long term, is I don't wish that on anybody, right? If you're going to make a huge modification to someone's life, you'd think that someone would have the courtesy to give you some notice, right, that this was going to happen. But that's not the case here. We're wrapped up in control, a battle for control. And they're willing to double down, triple down, quadruple down. They're willing to sacrifice all of us for the sake of the silly-ass games that they're playing inside the Beltway in Washington. And that's a criticism of both parties, not just one, that's both. Because they've all stood in the way of progress at some point in time, and not having, in my view, a lot of much of anything to support their argument, other than they want one side to win and one side to lose. We have a winners and losers government now. When they say elections have consequences, we have totally embraced that. And what that means is that they want to pick the winners and losers instead of having everyone be partial winners, right? That's what you do with compromise. Everyone wins a little, everyone loses a little, and we move forward. So we're going to see how much further we go here with this. What are we, 24 days now into the government shutdown? No movement. The Republicans are going to put a bill on the Senate floor to fund SNAP. We'll see where the Democrats are. We'll see just how strongly they feel about that program and their recipients, and whether really the test is, do they feel more strongly about them, meaning the program SNAP and its recipients, or about their politics, or about what they're going to be able to try and get next in this battle of the government shutdown. So we'll know real soon. The House has already said they will come in if they pass that bill to fund SNAP. Mike Johnson said he'll call the House back into session, vote on that bill, which basically means he is going to help support it and be out there whipping votes with the whip and Steve Scalise and the rest of them. Now, this next one, I talked about this the other day. I didn't really want to talk about it. I was getting text. People have gone off the rails over the addition of the ballroom to the White House. So I read the history of the White House, the construction that was done in the White House, how everything was handled in the White House, how extensive some of this construction has been in the White House. There are those that, you know, if you suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, there's never moving those people to some rational place in life about the ballroom, about it being privately funded, and whatever funds are not raised. Donald Trump said he would make up the difference so that no public money would be used in the construction of the ballroom. And I could see how this is going to play out, because they're also doing renovations to the Security Operations Center that's under the East Wing while they have the ground open. It's part of the reasons that this East Wing exterior wall is being torn down, is that the East Wing was really built to cover that operations center. And the way, I recommend everybody to Google the White House and get an aerial view of it so that you can understand that the original White House structure, the original White House structure, is not being touched. Everything else was added, most of which back in the 1920s, the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s. So they didn't go back to the 1800s. It went back to the 1700s, but the original White House structure remains untouched. So before people go jumping off of bridges and overpasses and everything else about the White House, that's where we are there. Now, so this is the new battle, right? Because Donald Trump, if he says he's going to deliver something, he might miss the days, which I think is really stupid when he says, I'll solve this on day one. You're not solving anything on day one, okay? Anytime somebody says that, it's a lie. It's not true. It's not going to happen. Especially with foreign diplomatic things. I don't even know why you would engage in puffing like that to get, because nobody really believes that you're going to do it in day one. And all you're doing is providing fodder for the other side to try to make you look like an idiot. And you think maybe at one point in time, hopefully over the next 4 years, he might learn a lesson like keep your mouth shut. Talk about what you're going to do. Go about executing it. You've executed a lot of this stuff, but none of it on day one. And I suspect that not anything that you say that you're going to get done on day one, you will get on day one. That's a better bet than Secretariat. But the Democrats in their Trump derangement syndrome bubble that they find themselves in, they can't stand for there to be any win. They can't stand for them to be for there to be any accomplishment. They can't stand for there to be any lasting vestige of the Trump administration. So they're already talking about and doing research on whether or not, if a Democratic president gets elected in the next term, could they be or would they be allowed to tear the ballroom down? Think about that for a moment. How sick do you have to be to do so? Especially in light of the fact that you have so many previous presidents, both Republicans and Democrats, that had expressed a desire to have the ballroom. And I suspect one of the reasons they didn't do it, it just doesn't have a good look, you know, relative to public expenditures doing it. I think even Donald Trump recognized that, and that's why he's got private donors and otherwise. And if that's not enough, you know, what they've said is, and I think some Democrats themselves have told the fellow Democrats that are barking this nonsense, that it's nonsense. So we got a different plan. We have a substitute plan. Hakeem Jeffries announced the other day, I think it was yesterday actually, that the donors to this project, he said, you're going to be investigated. So if you donate to build the ballroom, right, you're going to be investigated. So they're going to have and try to create some kind of chilling effect on this project being done to make sure that there's no vestige, no legacy of anything, you know, that Trump doesn't leave anything behind that reminds anyone of Trump. And, you know, therefore they can, I guess, rid themselves of Trump derangement syndrome. They probably are afraid that pharmaceutical companies in the interim may develop some kind of medication to make that go away. I don't know. And I guess if there's anyone researching this in the FDA or the NIH or CDC, I'm sure that there will be a threat on them as to it relates as to an investigation. Because there's no way that we want a cure for this, because this is creating so much momentum for the Democratic Party. Actually, it is the glue that holds the party together, is Trump derangement syndrome right now. It's the only thing that the party has going for it at the present time. So it's going to be interesting to see. We're now threatening donors, people that have donated to both Democratic causes, to Democratic presidents and funding and financing things, and Republicans as well. And it's interesting, you've heard these names before, right? Amazon, Apple, Booz Allen, Caterpillar, Google, Hewlett Packard, Lockheed Martin, Micron, Microsoft, right? Palantir, T-Mobile, Union Pacific Railroad, the Adelson Family Foundation, Edward and Sherry Glazer, Betty Wool Johnson Foundation, Altria Group. I mean, these are all folks that you've heard before, right? And even some of the members of the cabinet who are filthy rich in their own right, they're donating personally as well. So they're going to be subject, I guess, to an investigation by Congress. These are the silly games that we're playing, you know? Yeah, you play silly games, you win silly prizes. And this is what we're spending our time and our money on now, is, you know, don't donate any money to this ballroom, because we're going to put you under a congressional investigation, right? It's amazing that none of them, none, zero, wanted to investigate Biden or his son for receiving millions of dollars from China, millions of dollars from Russia, millions of dollars from Ukraine. never wanted to hear any of that and never requested an investigation looking into Saint. In fact, to the contrary, stood in the way. And this was for the personal benefit of someone, not the benefit of the taxpayers of the country, whereby a government building is being built with private donations. What a horrible thing. We'll be right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right back. Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of Bureau of Governmental Research, otherwise known as BGR, and Stephen Stewart, VP and Research Director at BGR, about two reports that they've issued relative to propositions that will be on the New Orleans city ballot on November 15th. I remind you that early voting starts on November 1st and it extends through November 8th with one exception, November 2nd. That Sunday, the polls are closed that day. So folks, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Glad to be here.
So, Becky, let's start, if you don't mind, with this $510 million bond proposition that'll be on the ballot. It's primarily for their capital projects, infrastructure. Let's talk about that.
Sure. There are actually three individual proposals that make up the $510 million that voters will be asked to weigh in on November 15th. One, the biggest one has to deal with has to do with city infrastructure, things like streets and buildings, parks and equipment. That's worth $415 million in bonds. And then there's the next biggest one is a proposed $50 million for drainage and stormwater management. And then the third proposal is $45 million for affordable housing facilities.
So the city infrastructure bond proposition, you guys have looked at it, and y'all feel like they've appropriately identified the projects. But one caveat, they don't have cost estimates for each individual project. Is that correct?
That's correct. There was, we felt like there was a good list of projects for both the infrastructure bond proposal and the drainage and stormwater management one. But they need, they don't have the dollar amounts factored into that. We had to research that separately, and we feel like they belong. The estimates are not in the list, and that needs to get added in, that it would help voters to understand that for transparency issues.
Oh, so they've quantified it. They just didn't put it on the ballot. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So we were able to put those two together in our report, but we feel like there is room for improvement for the city in reporting out to the public. And we really suggest that they create a dashboard, a public facing dashboard that would make it easier for people to track, you know, what's in this and that they could understand like the cost of different projects as well as a list of projects.
So this city infrastructure portion of the $415 million, this is for sidewalks, streetlights, bridges, streets. Is there any overlap with the JIRR program that FEMA is supporting as well as the other FEMA grants?
It would complement the JIRR money, but these are separate expenditures.
So would these dollars provide any of the match that's necessary for those grants?
We're not sure about how far it would go to provide a match, but it would fill in gaps where the JIRR is, you know, targeted toward, you know, Katrina damaged roads in the city. This would come in to fill in other infrastructure needs that the city has that, you know, like you mentioned, bridges, streets, sidewalks, streetlights, those things that the city has to cover on its own.
And one thing, Newell, I think to understand about, you know, why it's kind of interesting that this bond proposal is coming up now at the end of an administration. But the idea is that, you know, there's so much voter discontent with the state of infrastructure and things like that. The current council and mayor recognized that there is a need to sort of keep the investment going. And so, you know, these bond proposals are coming to voters to try to make sure that the new administration immediately has the ability to keep projects moving and be improving things around in our cityscape.
And it looks like it would also go to supporting public facilities, maybe bringing some of those up to code, I guess, another 17% of these dollars, vehicles and equipment, money for the parks, and also a small portion, 3%, y'all say, will fund economic development and blight remediation projects. So y'all have actually come out in favor of that part, part one of the three-part ask. Let's go to the second part.
Okay. The second one, the second biggest one is drainage and stormwater management projects. That's both traditional, you know, pipes and things, but also so-called green infrastructure, meaning retention ponds and things like that that have been, you know, recommended for the last 10 years through the Living with Water initiative, I guess from about 2013 or so. And so even though there has been some drainage, more drainage that's been consolidated with sewage and water board through the catch basins and things like that, there's still a lot that is on the city's plate that they are responsible for. And so this is something that this would give the new administration money to immediately be working on drainage in the city.
And this would be in an amount of $50 million as part of this overall package. And this too, in part two of this, you guys have taken a position of being recommending voting for this proposition.
Absolutely. These are core things that are necessary for the public. These are major priorities and things that are so important to having a city that's well-functioning. I might take a moment to say that with both the infrastructure and the drainage and stormwater management issues, we do recommend as part of this that the city really start to make some strides on preventive maintenance in both of these areas, because historically the city does a lousy job with that. And, you know, if you don't keep up buildings, if you don't keep up streets, if you don't maintain drainage and things like that, the public is going to be paying for these things over the course of 30 years, but not getting 30 years worth of benefit out of them. They'll be deprived the full potential of these investments. And so while we support these issues, we are at the same time calling upon the city to improve, you know, to add additional funding along the way. And it's not going to happen overnight, especially in the current budget situation. But they do need to start actually maintaining public assets to make sure that the public gets the full value of these investments.
Yeah, historically the city's not done a good job in that regard. So it's a valid point for sure. Let's get to the last of the three, affordable housing, $45 million associated with that portion of this of these bonds, and y'all have taken a position against this ballot initiative.
Yes. We had several concerns with this one, Newell. I should start by saying we recognize that housing is a major issue facing New Orleans, and it is perfectly legitimate for the city to decide to be investing in housing affordability issues. But this proposal, last year, and I should back up, last year, of course, the voters in the city passed an initiative called the Housing Trust Fund that requires that at least the equivalent of 2% of the city's general fund budget go to housing projects each year. For 2026, the first year of the required dedication, that's estimated to be about $14.5 million. But instead of paying for that with
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
General fund money. This proposal contemplates financing that through the bond issue, which is going to make it really expensive. If you are to pay for the $14.5 million that would be required next year in this investment, ultimately it's going to cost about 40% more for the city to pay that back. And that's a pretty expensive way to fund a recurring annual dedication. There's also no specific project list for the affordable housing bond proposals, unlike the other two. And then also, it's kind of an incomplete solution in that the Housing Trust Fund calls for not only long-term investments in housing, but there's a certain amount that goes to operating costs and overhead that simply the bonds aren't an appropriate way to pay for. So it just doesn't seem like it's very well thought out. And no, we were against this one.
When they passed that, the 2%, was there ever a mention that this was the financing scheme that they were going to use for that 2%?
That's an interesting question. When it initially, so last year there was the proposal that went before voters that was called the Housing Trust Fund, and the administration, the Cantrell administration, wanted to introduce some flexibility into that, so they changed the language to say the equivalent of 2% of the city budget, the city general fund, which would seem to offer them greater flexibility in how they would pay for it, such as doing the bonds. And so I think indirectly there was a mention of it, and that is because of the difficult situation with the city budget right now, that is the way that they are choosing to go. However, not everybody has been in favor of that. A major housing organization came out this week against this proposal because they, for different reasons than BGR, don't like the idea of financing it through bonds. And then there had been for a while some disagreement or just lack of consensus, we'll say, on the council and with the administration about exactly how they were going to pay for this. It's only been in the last week or so that it's become more clear that they plan to use bond money to pay for it.
Well, yeah, because they're broke.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
You know, so they, I spoke out against that, and I think y'all did too, I don't recall.
We were against
I thought that they were handcuffing an already stressed budget. And
yes.
I did not realize that they had this loosey-goosey language in here where they were going to come back and borrow the money. So that means that this money would provide 3 years. Then what? It's going to take them longer than 3 years to get out of the debacle they're in now.
Right.
So
exactly.
So then, if I remember correctly, the way that proposition reads, they would have to take the money out of the general fund, right? Once this expires. They consume the 45.
That's right. The general fund is the main alternative to debt. And so that's, but there needs to be, as BGR, calls for us in this position, there needs to be a sustainable funding solution for the trust fund because it is a mandatory obligation now in the charter. So having something where you're only
honestly,
borrowing 3 years worth, it's not going to get you.
They
there.
Need to reverse their position on this because they can't fund it. And they're not going to be able to fund it. And, and it's not the council's fault in the initiative because they were told they were so flush in cash, do what you want.
Yeah.
Well, I remember.
I mean,
I kept saying flush in cash. I don't know. What are you talking about? but that was the messaging, This is one of the byproducts.
We were concerned about the same. And actually last year we were in favor of, there was something else that was called, quote, the backup ordinance the city council that would have funded housing in a more flexible way and given them some flexibility if you ended up in a budget crisis for any reason. BGR wanted things to go in that direction rather than the path that was taken, precisely for the reasons that you're saying, that we were concerned that it was a hard and fast obligation that would really tie the city's hands if there was ever, a financial crisis. And lo and behold, we have one with the first year that they need to be funding this. And so the city's kind of between a rock and a hard place, but it's not easy to undo because it went before voters last year and it's in the city charter.
Yeah. Yep. I apologize.
So
we've run out of time.
Obligation.
If it's okay with y'all, I'm going to have y'all back next week to talk about the other proposition, if y'all have time, because it's
absolutely
very important as well. And we appreciate y'all joining us today. Thank you so much. Rebecca Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR, as well as Stephen Stewart, VP and Research Director at BGR. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.